we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishbowls, furniture experts since 1899.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, Donald Trump has, without evidence, blamed diversity hiring schemes for a plane crash in Washington.
Says people with severe disabilities are most underrepresented segment of the workforce, and they want them in, and they want them. They can be air traffic controllers. I don't think so.
67 people are thought to have died in the disaster. An investigation into the cause of the crash has barely started as rescuers try to recover the victims' bodies. Our US correspondent Simon Marks was watching the press conference earlier.
I mean, there is no other way accurately of describing it except to say that it was stone cold crazy.
The Bishop of Liverpool has retired after being accused of sexual misconduct by two women. Dr. John Perumbalath denies the allegations. Almost half a million parents in England were fined for taking their children out of school last year. It's a jump of 22% on the year before that. Fines for absences went up in September from £60 to £80. And a benefit show for people affected by the LA wildfires will be streamed for free around the world tonight. It's happening at two venues in the city with the likes of Green Day, Alanis Morissette and the Red Hot Chili Peppers all playing.
Sport.
Manchester United and Tottenham both need victories tonight if they're to automatically secure their place in the last 16 of the Europa League. United travel to Romania to face FCSB, while Spurs host Swedish club Elfsborg. Rangers need to beat Union Saint-Gilloise at Ibrox and hope other results go their way if they're to finish in the top eight. All three have been guaranteed themselves a playoff spot. And Arsenal have been charged by the FA after their players surrounded referee Michael Oliver during Saturday's Premier League victory over Wolves. They were unhappy at the decision to send off Miles Lewis-Skelly in the 43rd minute, a red card which has since been overturned.
Weather
with eBay. From ice scrapers to wiper blades, get your vehicle winter ready.
Rain for many overnight, especially heavy in Wales. Cold with lows dropping down to minus 2. Rain to start tomorrow, brighter in the north and west by the afternoon with a high of 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Cinta Templeton there, giving us the news. When my baby comes home tonight, I'm going to give her the news and it's quitting time. Papa. 2 minutes past 6 o'clock, Thursday, January 30th, 2025. You're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. Vinny's here, Gav's here, Cinta here, Lil Si's here. More on that in a second, because that last member of the cast is significant this hour. More significant than at any other hour of the week. Coming up, I've got Dan O'Connell. He'll be popping in to just talk about what he's got on his last show of the week. He takes Fridays off, Saturdays off, but he's back Sunday with Radio X chilled at 7 o'clock. A stripped back playlist y'all gonna love. Plus, I've got dinner party chit-chat. Today, I'm losing my religion with the stuff that's going on. Not the stuff you heard in the news, the stuff about buildings and also stuff about the Pope. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know, it's enough to make you lose your religion. It really is. I mean, these guys are talking. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of love. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we go to Care Philly. How are we going to get there? How the hell are we going to get there? I'll tell you why. We're going to use one of Little Size Maps. It's the acronym that will make you grin because it's
little, oh Christ!
Yeah, right. Little Si. Oh Christ! Here's Foo Fighters. Times Like These. It's coming up next. Anyway, this is Times Like These. Foo Fighters. Relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
I'm a one. to give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Radio X.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, about now, about now, about now.
Rockefeller Skank, that's Fatboy Slim right here on the 4 till 7 thing. You're listening to Radio X. Thank you so much for joining us this Thursday. I say that, I just want to get all, you know, try and fluff them up a bit.
Yeah,
sure. Make the listeners feel welcome, happy, relaxed, and like, you know, in a good mood.
Yeah, sure.
And I do that because next up is an item that might change all that.
Oh.
It might change the mood. That mood of easy conviviality.
Mm.
And that is because it's Little Simon's regular weekly slot, which, of course, is his maps of Britain. So we've got a pet town, Caerphilly,
mm-hmm.
a and generally with the Pet Town Quiz and the Pet Town Caller, we still don't get that many facts about the town. We sometimes don't even still know where it is. But to change all that, to put fact on the map, Little Simon with his maps of Britain, here he comes.
Little size maps of Britain.
He makes those jingles himself.
Yeah.
Does, yeah.
And they're really good. They're very professionally done.
Thank you. So, Care Philly.
Well, professionally done.
Where?
She gets paid. Sure.
Where is it? Well, it's a town in South Wales, located at the southern end of the Rhymney Valley, 8.5 miles north of Cardiff. If you want a bit of context with that, if you imagine the A4042...
I really do.
If you imagine the A4042, the A465, the A470 and the M4 made the outline of Germany, Caerphilly...
I've got a map in front of me and I can't follow this.
Just shut up and give him his turn, Gavin, for Christ's sake.
Caerphilly would be in the location of Stuttgart.
Ah, so, that really tidies it up.
I mean, the thinking there, of course, is that we're more familiar with Germany.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
A micro-German, a micro-Deutschland in a confluence of A-Rows. I love it.
Right, first up.
Sorry, then carefully is where Stuttgart is.
Yeah, yeah.
If we imagine those roads are Germany.
Are the borders of Germany? I don't know.
Sometimes.
Wow.
He's genius, he's mad.
He's got that data team really working these days.
So the nearest motorway, well, it's 6 miles north of junction 32 of the M4. That's the one that runs from London to just past Swansea in South Wales.
Yeah.
Next.
M.
Is for motorway. Sorry, mottos. Damn.
Almost. I'm really upset.
Oh, Craze! Simon,
that's very strong. That's really going well for me then.
That hasn't happened since Tewkesbury.
All right, motto.
The second M is motto.
Yeah.
And the motto for Caerphilly is working together for the good of all.
Lovely.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes. It's all right.
Incredible, yeah.
Next.
A
is for averages. So between 2019 and 2024, Caerphilly Council spent £1.6 million on non-disclosure agreements. 116 such agreements in that time. That's an average of more than £14,000 per payout.
Wow. What the hell have they been up to down there?
What are they covering up there?
Non-disclosure.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like a job for Jack Reacher.
You've really opened a can of worms there, little side.
Strolling that small town, right. Kick ass.
Yeah, right. Tidy things up a bit.
It sounds more like a local sort of guy with some corrupt factory.
Definitely. Yeah, printing, something weird.
Printing
going
money.
Yep.
Another little average for you. I got the Crown Cottage Dentist in Caerphilly utilises specialised clear braces to gently straighten and align teeth, and they say that takes an average of just 6 months.
Fascinating average figure that is. Yeah. Really is.
Next. P for population. Average.
He's got averages that are below average, isn't he? Subpar norms.
The population is 33,118.
Wow, quite big.
Sorry, can I just say?
Yeah.
You love averages so much. Yeah, yeah. You should have a podcast called Mean Time.
Little Si called Mean Time,
where you just explore
averages.
They're just averages.
With the data team.
Yes, and you could actually do it from Greenwich and call it Greenwich Mean Time.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And we just said it's literally for all fans of averages.
Right.
Dawn loves.
What about if you like?
No, what were you going to say?
What about if you prefer media?
What does Dawn say? She loves podcasts.
Does she? On the data team?
Yeah, yeah.
Has she always got headphones?
Always talking about them.
Yeah.
Like mentalism ones.
Right.
Okay. Quite a big one.
Wellness. Yeah.
Also, pubs. There are 13 pubs. That is one for 2,547 people.
Ooh, that's low.
That
on the
is
low.
Really low, guys. That yeah. is 66th out of 69 towns.
Wow. Wow.
What's
wow.
below? What's below
what's the
that?
Bottom? What's the bottom?
So, Cheltenham, right. Bournemouth, and Stourbridge are the only ones with fewer pubs per people.
But this is 67. That leaves only 68 and 69. How come that's three?
No, it's number 66.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, 66th. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just above Stourbridge, Bournemouth, and
I'm not looking to jump on every mistake. Sorry.
I am.
So the listeners.
Go on.
And next is S for shops. There are 104 shops, 5 charity shops. That's 1 for 20.8 normal shops. That's sort of mid-table. You're looking at sort of, that's the 39th town out of 69.
Yeah, it's the 0.8 of the shop that makes a difference.
Yeah, it really is. It's the same, actually, average charity shop-to-shop ratio as Clitheroe.
Ah,
so
interesting.
Quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
all sigh.
And finally, yes. Is there a Starbucks?
I can't wait for this. I can hardly
say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Hang on.
It's almost too tense.
I'm going to say no.
Yes, there is.
Hey!
Wow.
There we go.
Anticlimactic.
And, it was a bit, yeah.
That's it. That's Caerphilly's.
That was absolutely
Little
brilliant.
Size maps of Britain.
Thank you very much indeed, Little Size. Absolutely brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hang on. There's blossoms.
All right, okay. I generally do that bit. Sorry, are you styling out a fan?
That was the best thing ever.
It was terrible.
I like especially lovely. Oh, hang on.
I don't know. It wasn't quite as good as just stopping an Oasis record earlier and just going, deciding he's had enough. This is blossoms. It's blossoms!
You got
Blossoms, perfect me, right here on the 4 till 7 thing. I'm Johnny Thorne. Hey, guys, do you want to be perfect for me right now?
What?
£40,000.
40 grand?
Yeah, I've said. Would that be perfect for you, son?
Yes, it would.
John, I could make it work.
I can find a home for that.
Oh, yeah. I can make it work.
Hey,
no problem.
Hey, I ain't lying. For your chance to win £40,000, if you want to make that work, text the word cash to 83936. That's cash to 83936. Texts cost £2.50 plus your standard network rate. £2.50. You need to be 18 or over. Lines close at 11 p.m. Friday, 31st of January. That's tomorrow. If you text after that, you won't be entered. You may still be charged. 11 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, 31st January. To see the full list of participating media channels, plus all your T's and C's, including online and free entry. How about that? Go to the win page, radiox.co.uk. While you're there, have a good look around. They put some time in on that website. It's good.
Did you say tomorrow?
Yeah, I did, Gav, because that's when the line shut. 11 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. That's what you always have to say with quizzes. You don't say tomorrow. It's always 11 p.m. tomorrow. But don't distract me, Gav. Coming up, dinner party chit chat. Tonight, shoplifting.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio
X. Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
Poulton's Park, voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park!
This Saturday, the £15 million lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, or you be next. Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny, he lost his way a bit.
Look after this for a day or two. I'll owe you.
Dad, some stuff's gone missing from my room.
This sounds like bad news for us. I've got to keep him away from this. I have to.
How far would you go to protect your own? Out there. Brand new drama starring Martin Clunes. Tonight at 9 on ITV1 and ITVX.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Like some kind of pizza ninja, Domino's are slicing their prices. Domino's Price Slice. Small pizzas now £8, medium now £10, and large now £12. Yet we're making cuts too. Domino! Minimum delivery spend, charges and areas may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Chris Miles here. Tomorrow morning on the Chris Miles Show, boy oh boy, have we got a guest for you. What words have been used to describe him? Well, little, compact, portable, tiny, miniature, nanoscopic, teeny-weeny. That's right, the pocket-sized Richard Hammond will be on our show tomorrow morning. Unless he's heard this, then he might cancel.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant
that can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost. All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
The Blink 182 rock show on Radio X. Everyone good?
Yeah, really good.
Come on in, I'm having a dinner party.
Oh, lovely. Ooh.
Don't worry, none of this cost anything. Do you know why?
Why?
So I'm taking part in Britain's new middle class craze, shoplifting.
Oh, really?
What? I nicked it all.
Wow.
Joking.
I didn't really, but in some places you could go to, I might well have done.
Right.
Get this, guys.
Go on.
Middle class ladies are our worst shoplifters. Now, a while ago, I told you.
Yeah.
Cherchez la femme.
Mm-hmm.
I think when men commit crime, generally, particularly theft and fraud, they're just getting in touch with their feminine sides.
Is that so?
Yes.
Okay.
Cherchez la femme is always, if they won't do it themselves, they get a bloke to do it.
Sure.
Right. I'm blaming.
Okay. There's a lot of matriarchs in the organised crime world, aren't there?
Yeah, they really are, and they're miles worse when they're there. But also, you look at sort of women in, with charities and things like that.
Oh,
they're like, well, I do most of the work. Well, we took a bit. Oh, shh, doesn't matter.
It's just a sauna.
Oh, shut up.
What was the statistic?
All the shoplifters are women.
Okay, sure.
Business owners in a Surrey town have blamed well-heeled, middle-aged women for a rise in shoplifting.
Mm.
It's such fun.
Well-heeled.
And I got home, I just popped it in my bag.
It's quite exhilarating, really.
It's actually, and do you know what? I just popped it in the bag, and of course they didn't know anything.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. But they're always, do you know what? Those sort of women, always pushing it. I tell you where they do it, yeah?
Go on.
There's a school just up the road from it, private school. I notice in the morning during drop-off, they use our car park.
Oh, yeah.
We put signs there. Well, the little parking spaces that we've all got our own, we've bought in front of the flats.
Yeah.
I think, oh, they don't mind.
I'll just pop in.
You're thinking, no, we do.
It's a sense of privilege.
Yes. Yeah. It's just, oh, but you just drop in. What I find, you just drop in at those flats. I look out, I'm not going to get me so much.
They get a little traffic jam.
I think, I might just drop a brick. I'm not going to. But I think of awful things. Yeah. Really gets. I mean, I don't. You know, when you talk about something, the hackles go up on you. I'm getting those now.
Yeah.
Because I can see they're thinking, oh, they don't mind. Just that's a really good dodge. I saw someone else put theirs in the electric car park bit. I just put mine in the electric.
Yeah.
You know, that's classic. Anyway, shopkeeper said the problem becomes so acute. A WhatsApp group established to debate the issue was filled with messages every single day. There's also a lack of police in the area. Right, next thing, as we're talking about that.
Go on.
So we want to talk about middle class women you know that might be shoplifters or who you suspect is dishonest. Or actually, dishonest things you do.
Oh.
Well, I don't ever do anything dishonest.
Right, exactly.
That's difficult for me.
No, it's got, the conversation's got to start. I have to admit, when I'm in Sainsbury's sometimes, I'll have a yogurt drink. And by the time I've got,
if there are free samples being handed out, I'll have five.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have.
Oh no, I do that. I'll have a donut sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm. And then a drink.
Sure.
I've had a bottle of wine.
Bangers and mash.
Next up, retail crime has reached record levels and is spiralling out of control. Shop workers increasingly facing threats, assault, and abuse. A survey's found 2,000 daily incidents. It's like all things. It's like so many things in Britain. You're thinking, well, you got. You know, they're sort of saying, yeah, but now it's not a big crime today. You think it's either a crime or it's not. This idea that sort of, it's a rule of law. There's nothing you can do about it, but that's what we've got. We've got no written constitution. It's the rule of law.
Yeah.
Right.
You can do anything you like as long as there's not a law against it. I'm pretty sure there's a law against shoplifting.
Yeah.
But what would you do, Sons, about you when you see these videos? How would you handle? What would you do in shop? What measures?
What if I was in a shop and I saw someone being abusive?
No, you see, what are the shop? As you're a shop owner, what do you do? You've got a gang come in, they nick stuff. How do you now stop them?
Oh, I do like a shop that's got a sign that says no more than two children at once.
I love that shop, but you can't say no more than two shoplifters at once.
That's
true. Use your brain, love.
Yeah. It's obvious. It's obvious what you do. It's obvious what you do.
You do.
You sweep the leg.
You sweep the leg.
You sweep
the... No, I tell you what I do. Yeah. I'd have all shops would have those big swivel doors, revolving doors.
Yeah.
And so you can just stop them and they're on the way out and you just caught them.
Oh, in the door. You let them get in there, but you don't let them get out.
Yeah.
I like it.
And now you got there. They are thieves.
Yeah.
Locked in with all their stuff.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and then do you know what I do?
What?
I gradually close it, like the walls
close.
Like in a Bond film. And then they're now looking like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You're going to get squashed.
Or if you could contain them and just keep spinning it faster and faster and faster.
Yes.
Then it gets their ankles.
Okay, two systems. One like the Death Star's, the walls closing in.
Yes.
In the Death Star, the big rubbish compactor.
Yeah.
Two, Gavs.
Keeps going faster and faster.
Yeah. Wheel of Death.
Ankle bug.
Wheel of Vomit,
next up,
I think.
The Wheel of Vomit more like.
Yeah.
Lol. Next up. Yeah, really goes round fast.
It'd be so funny.
And they're just
panic.
Really ill, disorientated.
Panic on their eyes.
And suddenly their skulls start blamming again. Brits taught how to shoplift through TikTok as it becomes our new national sport.
Is it, though?
No, I don't know, but it would make good television just to find out who the best at it is.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm thinking, as long as you've got a shop that's up for it.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Like a supermarket sweep-esque vibe.
You know, because you can see it's artificial. No. This has got to be real.
But what I mean, you want it in a real way?
Yeah, real shop, real cameras.
But you just call it supermarket sweep, the professionals.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Put hidden cameras on them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's great telly.
Great telly. But just to sort of, the reason I say is because all I want to hear is, bottle of champagne, middle pocket. I just...
Quite like snooker commentary.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen, I know. But if it is our national sport, then let's make sure, you know, we get some sort of grassroots...
Kit Kat multi-pack.
Yeah. Bottom side. This is Red on Chili Peppers. What I got, you gotta get it, put it in you. Feel
Radio X.
I believe in a thing called love. I tell you what, if Dan O'Connell's neighbours would complain, it's about, they complain about him playing stuff like that at top volume.
Right.
Yeah, at
right.
11. Right, Dan?
If anything, I think they complain about my four-year-old screaming pretty much.
That is a big
day.
Complaint. We've been doing this today. What would your neighbours complain about you?
About me?
Yeah, no, not about you specifically, Dan. No, ego running wild. Yeah, that's right, Dan.
They probably would complain about me shouting at my kids.
Yeah, we've had a Dan O'Connell phone in special. Yeah. What would you say?
He's far too good looking in the garden.
Yeah,
that's
right,
what they'd say.
Right, yeah.
He's too handsome.
Yeah, he makes me, well, I just want his body. You know, and so does all our family.
It's causing problems.
I like his right nice teeth. someone else saying, I like his right nice thick hair.
Yeah.
Johnny Love, I've always said, if you have no bad neighbours, you're the bad neighbours. Says James Waters in Tunbridge Wells. Thank you, James. What are your neighbours like?
Really nice, actually. I'm really lucky. I've got Serge on one side and I've got Sam and Abby on the other, and we all hang out.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
But kids are all roughly the same age. Serge doesn't have kids, but we're all roughly the same age.
When they're children, the kids are going to bed, right?
Mm.
What? I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying. Mm. But it sounds like a nice, morally casual sitch.
Sure.
Adults who like other adults.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's also, do you know what? It's fun in a safe environment.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
What I really like about that is there's no implication for driving home.
No, there's no shame.
There's no shame at all.
No shame at all.
Yeah, right. Right.
I would like to point out, I don't know my neighbours that well, and we are not.
Did you just... Dan O'Connell's on tonight!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Make your doorbell play Oscar music, add caviar to your milk order, and a Hollywood star to your drive. Because with People's Postcode Lottery, you could have a VIP, a very important postcode. In our February draws, players in the winning postcode will each win £12,000 every month for 12 months, plus £10,000 towards the holiday of a lifetime. For you and your neighbours, chance to win. Sign up before midnight tomorrow. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with Team. Starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Johnny, he lost his way a bit.
Look after this for a day or two. I'll owe you.
Dad, some stuff's gone missing from my room.
This sounds like bad news for us.
I've got to keep him away from this. I have to.
How far would you go to protect your own? Brand new drama starring Martin Clunes tonight at 9 on ITV1 and ITVX.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Matalan's exclusive deal of the week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend. Because this is the Radio X Indie Night. Friday and Saturday nights from 7.
Radio X.
Cold one Tuesday, I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, oh, short on money but long on time.
slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes, and I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round, and I thought, hello new shoes, bye bye blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
That's Paolo Latini, new shoes, right here on your glorious Radio X. Do you know what?
What?
We've got what we've learnt, and here is what we've learnt.
Okay.
First of all, Sunta, when earlier on in the show, she was like she became like the Basil Brush of rock. I was just talking to Gav, and you kept going, Brian Mayer's a redundant old rocker. Mickey and Epsom's neighbours probably complaining about him chasing his dog at 6 a.m. for his socks. Lee's neighbours complaining about his side hobby, reconditioning jackhammers to sell on eBay. You don't want bassoon when you're on the toilet. There's something peculiar about hearing the heavyweight of the woodwind scaling as you're in your routine. The pantry window at Kaz's parents' house has been broken her whole life, so it keeps falling open. It's being held shut by a plastic pot filled with sand. Kaz is 45 years old.
Amazing.
It's a heartwarming story, that, isn't it,
really,
Gav?
Is, yeah.
It made you cry. If you filled up, you teared up. It turns out Thangang are not familiar with the concept of a micro Deutschland as an area bordered by a confluence of A roads, where Caerphilly is Stuttgart. Between 2019 2024, Caerphilly Council spent 1.6 million on non disclosure agreements, and Dawn on the Day to Team loves podcasts. Oh, 4 till 7 thing. Don't try and understand it. Just rope it through and grab it. No, just enjoy it. Thanks, Suns. Thank you very much, Gavin. Thanks, Little Si. Thank you very much to our leader, Vin. Dan O'Connell is up next. We've got our Friday Spectacular tomorrow. I shall speak to you then.
I used to feel it was a world.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Up next, the Radio X Evening Show
with Dan O'Connell.
Thank you, T. She's back tomorrow on the 4 till 7 fan. Right, next up then, let's do the Radio X Evening Show with Last Request. Currently voting for a big Strokes tune to finish off the show with.
This Chinese New Year, embrace new beginnings with BYD, the brand trusted by over 4 million drivers last year. Join us at BYD's New Year sales event and enjoy 0% finance on all BYD cars, plus a complimentary first service on orders placed by 17th of February. Don't wait. Transform your drive today. Visit BYD.com to find your nearest store. Terms and conditions valid over 36 months with minimum 40% deposit.
Matalan's exclusive deal of the week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
One bedroom flat. Latin Quarter. Soundproof floorboards. With the UK's largest choice of homes, if Senorita Smith can find hers, so can you. Rightmove. Believe it. Based on sale and rental listings, see rightmove.co.uk/claims.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale won't be around for long. Get up to 20% off flights to hundreds of destinations across Europe. Book now at EasyJet.com. Get out there. Selected dates. Book by 11 p.m. the 4th of the 2nd, 25. Flights one way. T's and C's apply.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
With Dan O'Connell.
Hello, you. How are you? This is Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show. Right then, as I just mentioned, we're going to do Last Request. If you get on our Insta page right now and go to our story, you can pick a big Stroke song to finish the show with. It'll be your last request on the show and your last request of the week. New York City Cops would be the right answer, in my opinion. Just saying. Just saying. What else have I got for you? Well, your chance to win £40,000. I'll give you all the details in a bit. Record of the week coming up as well. Brilliant new song from Sam Fender. Plus, I'll play you very soon the Radio X Record of the Year 2024 from Linkin Park. It's After Block Party in the Black Keys on the Radio X Evening Show. Hello.
All right. Explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain. It's true.